popular and plentiful that you think you can make decisions on your own, and you think you know what to do, and you think you can get along without God. And that's where you run into a stone wall. That's where you crash. That's where you make your mistakes. And watch out for that. But as long as we are still weak and pitiful and poor and persecuted, God is going to be with us, because we're going to be looking utterly to Him for rescue, utterly to Him for our supplies, totally to Him to protect us, and completely to Him in every decision and everything that we do, every way we go, every plan we make, every problem we have. We're not going to lead on our own understanding, but we're going to, in all our ways, every little thing, acknowledge Him, and He will direct our paths. This has been so manifest and so evident because God did so many things I never dreamed of, I never expected. In fact, I was looking for the exact opposite, the contrary, many times. And God turned right around and did the unexpected and the absolutely unpredictable, and the thing which was completely so far out, so way out, the only way out, but we hadn't even seen it. So the Lord is just, He doesn't always, in fact, He seems to frequently or seldom operate according to natural expectation. It takes an impossible situation for God to do a miracle. And time after time we have gotten in the impossible situations, and it had to be a miracle to get us out of it. Or where we had to get in someplace, God had to take a miracle to get us in. So quit trying to figure it out yourself and reason it out and do it in your own understanding. Get down on your prayer bones and get desperate in prayer before God. Get your leaders together and pray and cry out to God as Moses and his disciples did, and as I'm sure Noah and his family did, and as David and his family did. Then you can read his prayers and his outcries to God in the Psalms, and as the prophets of God and their little groups of disciples cried out to God. Look how Daniel prayed a whole chapter and chapters in Daniel, though those mighty revelations of God in that little short book of only 12 chapters, two or three chapters are given up solely to prayer. And how he cried desperately to God. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know the answer. For God's sake, how in the world could he possibly tell a guy his dream? How could he know? He didn't even know the dream. God had to do the whole thing. God alone is the one who can do it. And God is the one who wants to get the credit. God is the one who wants to get the glory. And God is the only one who can do it. And then he wants you to praise him, thank him, and glorify him because he did it. Because if you could do it, you could pat yourself on the back for it. And say, well, look what we've done. Look how great we are. Look how wonderful we're doing. Watch out when you talk like that. You're headed for trouble. You better keep saying, wow, look what God has done. Look what the Lord's doing. Look how great he's working. Look how many disciples he's getting. Give God all the credit, all the time, at every turn, for every little thing, and he will never fail to continue to prosper you and empower you and protect you and keep you and multiply you and do all the things just like he did for the early church. What did the early church do? What did Jesus and his 12 disciples do when they were in a pinch? They cried out to the Lord and asked for him to help. What did all down through history, it's always been the same. The early church, when they didn't know what to do, then they didn't know what to do. How could they know what to do? Only God knows what to do. They got down in prayer and desperately prayed and cried out to God. And he always gave them a supernatural, miraculous revelation or some answer, or gave them the power for greater witness. Either they didn't get an answer for the future, what was going to happen, or find out, Lord, what shall we do? He just gave them such a mighty anointing of power and boldness from on high by the Holy Spirit that they just didn't care what was going to happen. They went ahead and obeyed God and did his will anyhow and just did what he had already revealed that they were supposed to do, to get out and witness and win souls and preach the gospel in every nation and make disciples of all nations. Now, we've been talking about preaching the gospel in all the world, and we've been talking about how we're doing it. We're forsaking all. The church is not doing it, but we're doing it, and we're obeying Jesus. We're going into all the world preaching the gospel to every creature. Ah, look at that bad, naughty church. They're not doing it, but we are. Well, now let's wait and see what happens when God starts putting the screws on us right now to really take those verses literally. And not only just in our own country, but now we're going to have to send apostles and disciples, missionaries, across vast oceans to foreign lands where we're strangers in a strange country speaking a strange tongue. And let's see how smart we are and how bold we are and how big we think we are and how much we're accomplishing. You're going to find out God's going to set us right back on our heels, and we're going to be totally helpless and totally weak and unprotected and unprovided for except for by God. And we're going to still find out it's nothing but God. God alone can do it. God alone can show us what to do, how to do it, and protect us in doing it, and supply the needs, lead and guide us every step of the way. So don't try to figure it out for yourself. Get down in prayer and in desperate prayer and desperation together. Cry out to God and ask God for the solution. And God will never fail. Has he ever failed us? Has he ever failed to show us what to do? Even if he didn't show us right then what to do, he went ahead and did it himself. If he didn't even tell us what he was going to do, he did it. And we sometimes didn't find out what he'd done until after he'd done it. So you don't even always have to know what he's going to do. You don't always have to know all the answers. If someone was surprised on the phone, and they say, well, what should we say when they ask this? What should we say when they ask that? Well, one of the best answers is Dr. Irwin Moon said, I can answer any question you ask me. Only most of my answers are going to be, I don't know. I don't know. So why don't you get smart and just say, I don't know. Only God knows. People ask you, well, what are we going to do now? Just be honest. Say, I don't know. Let's ask God. Well, how did this happen? I don't know. Let's ask the Lord. Well, why did that happen? I don't know. Let's ask God. Well, what are we going to do next? I don't know. Let's ask the Lord. The quicker you learn that you don't know, the better off you're going to be. Because only God has the answers. Only God knows what to do. And only God knows what he wants done. And only God can do it. Do you get the point? Now, don't forget it. God has his own plan. God has his own way. God knows what he's doing. So for God's sake, let him do it. And just look to him to find out what he's doing and what he wants you to do and which way he's going. All we have to do is follow God. Don't you understand? Don't you get the point? Don't you understand? Amen? Praise the Lord. We'll say amen. Hallelujah. God is the one who's leading. God is the one who's doing. God is the one who's planning. God is the one whose program it is. God's the one whose business it is. So for God's sake, follow God, not yourself, not your own ideas, not your own plans and programs, but for God's sake, follow God. If I was going to entitle this little talk to you anything, I guess that would have to be the title. For God's sake, follow God. For God's sake, follow God. For God's work's sake, follow God. For your own sake, follow God. For God's people's sake, follow God. For God's plan's sake, follow God. For God's will's sake, follow God. For God's future's sake, follow God. Don't try to figure it out yourself. Don't try to reason around with your own understanding. But get down in prayer and cry out to God with strong crying and tears and desperation, and look to Him alone for the answers. God alone has the answers, and God alone can do it. It's His business. It's His program. It's His plan. We're His people. It's His world. It's His idea. And it's got to be His whole leading His decision. It's got to be His protection. It's got to be His provision. It's got to be His program. His program, His protection, His provision. Think of that. His program, His plan, His protection, He's got to keep us, and His provision, He's got to take care of us, and His prevision as well. He's the one that sees the future and sees ahead. He's the one who has got the lead, because He can. He's got the prevision. He's got the program. He's got the provision, He's got the protection, and He's got the prevision as well as the provision to see the future and to lead and guide us. So don't try to figure it out on your own. You've got to get together in prayer. Don't try to figure it out yourself. Get down in prayer and get God's answers. It's God's program. It's God's problem. They're God's problems. Remember that, as well as His provision, His program, His protection, His provision, His prevision, they're also His problems. So look to God for His solutions. Amen? It's all His business. Praise God. Well, if you don't get any other point, and I don't put anything else on this tape, if you don't get anything but that, it's worth the whole thing. Now, I'm sure you're getting disciples too from what I hear. And you're going to be getting them more and faster as God multiplies. It's going to be like a snowball. God showed us that in a vision before we ever left the club in California.